Good morning, everyone. As we've noted many times on this broadcast already, the world is very much interested in what's going on in the U.S. presidential election, so it's probably not a surprise that Al-Qaeda endorses on one of its websites John McCain. What does that mean? Do you think that could influence the election? What did you think when Al-Qaeda made an endorsement or an attempt to influence the election 4 years ago? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. And we were just talking with two voters who had voted early, Republican and a Democrat. They had great stories to tell about why and what they did when they went to the polls. We want to hear yours as well at America's Exit Poll, 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. Adora?
John, we're going to continue looking at voter initiatives on the ballots across the nation. We're heading to California to talk about the controversial Proposition 8. It is a response to the California Supreme Court ruling that made same-sex marriage legal under the Constitution. Opponents organized Proposition 8, which would amend the Constitution, defining marriage between that of a man and a woman. It's a huge battle. Dan Fritz of KPFK Radio in Los Angeles joins us now with some of the details. Thanks for joining us, Dan.
Good morning. Good to be here.
And I've read it's the costliest ballot race in the nation. We're talking somewhere in the neighborhood of $60 million both sides.
Yeah.
Do you want to break this down for us? Even in the polls.
Yeah, well, the No on 8 campaign is slightly ahead, but on the latest poll that I saw from the Public Policy Institute. But there are polls going on a regular basis from some nonpartisan and also partisan institutes. The Knights of Columbus did a poll also last week or the week before, which said that it is that yes on 8 is winning. And both sides have raised a historic amount of money. This is 5 to 10 times the normal amount of money raised by campaigns for non-economic propositions in California. This is the most expensive non-economic proposition that's ever been on the California ballot. And I think that shows how important this issue is to both sides.
Now, is this money just raised in the state, or is this really a test case for people on both sides of the issue across the country?
It really is. Mostly the supporters of Proposition 8 from around the country believe that California is the testing ground for how the rest of the country is going to work with gay marriage. And so they are coming in very passionately. A lot of the Yes on 8 money is money from major religions, notably the Mormon religion, the Mormon Church, which has given a lot of the Yes on 8 money. And the No on 8 money comes from a variety of sources, including the notable celebrities that you would expect and a lot of businesses. The controversies have come up when there have been some strange, I guess not so strange on a heated political issue here, activities on both sides. A few weeks ago, there were some reports of No on 8 supporters tearing up signs in San Diego County of the Yes on 8 supporters. And recently, there have been some strong-arm tactics by Yes on 8 to they've basically sent notices to businesses who have given money to the No on 8 campaign and requested the same amount of money be given to the Yes on 8 campaign. And if that money isn't given, then they'll publish their name and saying that this business is against traditional marriage values. And it's totally legal, even though it sounds extortionary, totally legal, and it's just strong-arm political tactics.
And, of course, they've been running the ubiquitous ads. Let's listen to, I guess this would be a yes on Prop 8.
Don't gay and lesbian couples deserve the same amount of happiness as other couples?
To use the argument of happiness, though an effective diversion, misses the point. Proposition 8 is about protecting the legal definition of marriage and religious freedoms on which this country was founded.
And let's just quickly listen to the No on Prop 8 ad.
Hello, I'm No on Prop 8.
And I'm Yes.
And I'm the California Constitution.
Whoa. She's more beautiful in person. I mean,
she sure is.
I'm totally going to amend her.
What?
Yeah.
No, I don't think you should do that. I mean, she's perfect the way she is.
Yeah, but she'd be even better with a little discrimination in her, you know what I mean?
So both sides getting creative in their advertising. Do you think this is going to drive people to the polls, this issue?
I think it will. I think it will definitely mobilize both sides of the issue. There are strong feelings on both sides. The Yes on 8 campaign has been looking at the issues that they claim will come up if this amendment doesn't pass. They have been putting out ads that are saying that schools will be teaching about gay marriage. And then you saw the No on 8 campaign come out with a commercial with the superintendent of schools of California saying that marriage is not required to be taught in California schools, and passing Prop 8 will not change anything about the how schools run in California at all. So it's very interesting how, because for the No on 8 people, this is a civil rights issue. And when it becomes a civil rights issue, the strategy has to be to look at something else besides what people consider a civil rights issue in order to not make it seem so unpopular.
But on the political front, though, isn't realistically the main impact of this referendum going to be on tight races in GOP congressional districts where the voter turnout is going to really help them?
Well, what's interesting about I think that may be the case, but this is, again, polarizing both issues, and it'll just depend on which district. California had a very interesting year this year. The legislature in California went the longest it has ever gone past the due date for its budget, and by all accounts on both sides of the aisle and independent analysts, the budget that was finally passed was horrible. It did nothing, no progress on either side. So And that means that California has a really big problem in terms of its legislature. We have a huge gerrymandering problem, according to a lot of analysts. And there's a proposition on our current ballot also that's looking to...
So you're really describing a situation of gridlock, and potentially this ballot initiative could have some influence on the outcome. Dan Fritz, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Dan Fritz is a news producer with KPFK, Pacifica Radio for Southern California, bringing us up to date. Of course, we've heard about those budget battles in California that have been raging for months.
Well, they've got a serious multi-billion dollar deficit they're going to have to deal with, and the political will to deal with that is not apparent in California at this point. And this kind of culture war referendum in some ways I think muddies the water, but it does bring people to the polls and it may realign the legislature in California.
And what's really interesting about it is I think people tend to think of California as this left-leaning state, particularly when you take a look at the support it has for the Democratic presidential nominee. But there you go, as you said, a cultural war raging.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.